Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, how have you been? All good? So-so? Whatever's going on and however you are, right now you're here listening to the podcast, to the Inglês Online podcast, so that is a good thing. I hope overall everything is going well. Today we have a new episode and I was just browsing a website for, like, it's a supermarket that has this online delivery service. And I was browsing their pages and seeing how it works. Obviously, we're now in coronavirus lockdown. I live in the UK, in the United Kingdom, if this is your first time listening to the podcast. So things here are a bit stricter than in Brazil, from what I've heard when talking to people in Brazil. Here, we can only leave the house. We're self-distancing, right? So we can only leave the house to actually go buy food, to go to the hospital or see a doctor, and exercise once a day. Oh, and if we're like what they call essential workers, we can leave the house to go to work. For example, people who work in, you know, basic transportation services like trains and the tube, or if I'm a hospital worker, obviously I can leave the house to go to hospital. So I was looking at this website. It's an online delivery service of groceries, or everything that you would find, like, in a really good supermarket. There's a bit of electronics, there's a bit of clothing, things for your kitchen, for dining, cutlery, plates, small appliances. Here in the United Kingdom, lots and lots and lots of people who didn't use to order groceries online are doing so, for obvious reasons right now. But I imagine that the same happened in Brazil, like online delivery services of every kind have probably seen an increase in demand. So I'm looking here at the website and just sort of thinking back, like when all I used to see in front of me was American English mostly, and just noticing tiny differences here and there. For example, you know, when you shop online and they call it shopping cart, is the place when you click on an item, like I want to buy this item, it gets placed in the shopping cart, right? Or the shopping basket. And here in the supermarket, they call it trolley, which is a very common word here in the UK. People rarely use the word cart in that sense. And I'm looking at the aisles. When you walk the aisles of a physical supermarket, you look to your right and you see the shelves, let's say, with tons like of biscuits and sliced bread, confectionery, candy. So that's the aisle with everything that is sweet, let's say sweet snacks. Then you go around that aisle and you see a different aisle with flours, wheat flour, almond flour, or ingredients for cooking, sugar, eggs, and things like that. So that's a different aisle. So in the online supermarket website, we see the aisles as well. They call it aisles, although obviously they're virtual aisles. So I see fresh, I see food cupboard. Okay, notice the pronunciation of this word, cupboard. It's an interesting pronunciation. And then I see bakery, frozen, baby and child, toiletries, household, and so on. Okay, so I'm clicking on the food cupboard aisle now. And then I clicked again because it's got like different groups of things under it. So I clicked again on biscuits. And I'm seeing all kinds of energy bars and fruit bars. And there's something called energy ball. These little balls, like it's like an energy bar, but it's just a ball. So it's obviously smaller. It's a bit cheaper, but still expensive because it's supposed to give you a lot of energy. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you eat energy bars? And do you think it makes any difference? Here's another thing that I can see in the biscuits aisle, which is a kind of biscuit that I don't know if we have that in Brazil. It's called digestive biscuits. So obviously, it's a kind of biscuit that if you eat, it's got a lot of fiber and it's gonna help with your digestion. Okay, so let's pick up the pace a little bit. I'm clicking here and I'm putting a bunch of stuff in the trolley. And then obviously what I have to do is check out. And when I'm about to check out, the website asks me to book a delivery, right? So I have already registered in this website. So I have typed in my address and my credit card information. So now I'm checking out and that's it. So tell me something. Are you taking the chance to go every day for a walk when you go to the supermarket to buy some food? Or have you started to use like a delivery service? They can be a bit expensive, so I don't like to use them all the time. But they are convenient. So let me know, what are you doing? Talk to you next time.